Today we begin with denial. There are some in elected office who, no matter how many facts you place before them, will deny the reality that those facts present. Case in point, hunting of bears in New Jersey. Since the bear hunt was reinstituted in the state, bear confrontations have dropped, home invasions by bears have decreased, attacks on farm animals and lands have become less frequent. And in spite of those facts, as well as the improved health and well-being of the bear population by ensuring that there aren't too many for the natural food sources, there are those in Trenton, mainly who don't live in bear country, who believe that they know more about nature than those who are hired to oversee it, and they want to see an end to the bear hunt. My first guest today is a member of the state Senate who has voted against legislation to end the bear hunt and is against the efforts in both houses in Trenton, which are seeking to accomplish this. He is the state senator for New Jersey's 24th District, Senator Steve Varro. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate you having me. Yeah, your lead-in was absolutely perfect because denial is exactly what is happening.
And the bill that went before the state Senate and this companion legislation that's actually making its way through the state assembly, it's not just going to impact the hunters, every citizen in the state. It's going to cost them something because it would mandate something that without legislation, the majority of the people are already doing. That's the bear-proof garbage cans.
Yes, very true, Chris. And it actually, it's not even throughout the whole state. It's in, quote-unquote, what they describe as bear country. Now, I brought that issue up right at the meeting. I said, listen, the bears have been spotted in every single county. Does that mean that you're going to require every citizen here to or resident to buy these bear resistant? No, it's only in the areas where they think, where the bear, in the northwestern part of the state. So I said, well, and it's interesting enough. They also think about, the issue of denial that there are no bear human really confrontations or any kind of incidences. And I said, are you kidding me? Tell that to the parents of the Rutgers student who was killed in Apshua over there in Westbrook. Tell that to the parents of the little baby that was killed just over at the New York border a few years ago. There's been plenty, and I said, it was interesting because I had one legislator in my own caucus said to me one day, goes, Steve, who's anti-hunt, have you ever really actually seen a bear? And this is about 4 years ago, and I said, have I actually ever seen a bear? I've seen between 200 to 300 bear. And now I'm sure if you ask me the same question, I'd say it's certainly between 300 to 400 bear. I had four bear in my yard at one time, I told them. And so the issue of the denial, and it's the legislators who don't live in this area who are always the ones pushing, and they want to try and make it an emotional issue, and we're trying to make it a science-based issue. And I said, listen, I'm a finance guy. I'm not a scientist, but I know the evidence right between my own, that I can see right with my own two eyes. I know that human bear incidents have gone down because I don't see as many in my yard. Hopefully they're staying within the woods and whatnot. But I can say, I lived up in West Wilson. I'm sorry, I lived up in Vernon. Used to deliver the newspapers early in the morning. We lived right very close to where we are in the state park. And when we first moved there back in 1982, there didn't see that many bear. By the time we left there about 10 years later, forget it. You see the bear population had absolutely increased. It's interesting that I was just doing an interview not too long ago. When the bear population had declined many, many years ago in New Jersey, it was actually a sportsman who had said, let's suspend the hunt for a while because the bear population had gone down. And so the sportsmen and women, they're willing to look at the science. They have been for years. So.
And also, too, and this is, granted, this is unscientific, but I remember when there was no bear hunt under the Corzine administration, and at least every other week when I'd be here in the studio, there would be a bear that would walk past the window to my left in here, and it was thin, underweight, very sickly looking. That there just wasn't enough natural feeding ground for the bears, so they would come out rummaging and looking for the garbage cans, which, you know, granted, there is a human element that has to be responsible. You don't put your, you know, some
exactly
community,
right.
you don't put your garbage out the night before, because that's going to attract the bears and make your neighbors bad, because they drag your garbage over to the neighbor's house and have their feast over there.
Exactly. Very, very, very true. The other thing that they that I brought up in the meeting, and even Senilesnik had said, because he didn't realize, he said, you talked to the Farm Bureau came down and did a great job of testifying against the bill, and they said, you don't realize the kind of crop damage that gets done by the bear. And I said, there is a thing called bear rolls. A female bear will roll and destroy hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet of, you know, cornfields, or whether it be, cranberries, or, you know, obviously the beekeepers, they have a big issue with the bear as well. But if you look at these bear rolls, you can see them specifically in the cornfields. You know, some farmers have lost 10% of their fields because of these, and because a mother will roll and the corn stalks will fall to the ground and the cubs will eat the stalks or the corn that has fallen on the ground, whereas a male bear will go in and just take a stalk at a time and eat it. And they do plenty of damage themselves, but the big damage is done from these bear rolls, and most of the legislators who are in favor of this, they have no idea that how the kind of damage it does to a farmer's business.
So, State Senator Steve Araujo from the 24th District. There is a bill going through the Senate, S-2702, which would bring a 5-year ban to the bear hunt and explore mandatory bear-proof garbage cans and a non-lethal bear control population, which no one has shown to be not even just existing, but not even just effective, but even something that is in existence at this point, and sponsored by State Senator Raymond Lesniak from Union County. And, well, wow, they must have a lot of bears in there. So he wrote an 11-page bill that seems to be showing him to be knowledgeable about bears. Not really. But you can find that at the State House website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. With the bear-proof garbage cans, are those garbage cans that are available commercially? Is that something available through a state organization? Because you hear something like this and you start thinking the financial state of the state, here's another money grab for the state.
Actually, they are available commercially. We did some research when I went on Google in my office, did some research, and we saw that the costs were pretty hefty, like $200 a can. And it's not only the cost of the can, and there are some municipalities that will, quote unquote, subsidize, so using like their taxpayer money, but subsidize the cost of those cans. And they said, oh, as more people buy them, the price will come down. Well, here's some of the costs they don't consider. They're not bear proof. There's no guarantee whatsoever. Many times you've seen many of the pictures where, you know, let's face it, a bear, you know, they're very smart. They hop, they get up, they hop on the middle of the can, boom, and it pops off. Now, if you have something that has to be, you know, twisted off, the manpower on that garbage truck will have to come down, have, you know, interaction right away with the can, spend more time with the can. So there's going to be a lot of increased costs that are indirect to having these kind of bear-resistant cans. Now, I'm not against the bear-resistant cans if that's what the property owner voluntarily wants to do. I am also in favor of people have to be, as you said, Chris, they have to be, you know, responsible. And there are already laws on the books that if people aren't responsible, that they can be fined. But, you know, Chris, it's not just people in, quote-unquote, bear country. How about people in the urban centers where there's been bear found, Bergen County, Passaic County, down there by Patterson and whatnot, that are very, very irresponsible with their trash. It's not just, you know, penalized the people around here, but they are available commercially. They are expensive, and they're also manually intensive, which would have an indirect effect of raising the price of garbage collection. It's interesting. I'm reminded of a couple times when a bear, I got told of the bear situation where a bear was down in Union County, and the commissioner of DEP gets a call saying, you got to do something about this bear. You got to do something. It's a danger to the society. A danger. It was out in a river on an island, and they said, listen, the bear's not going to do it. But, you know, when something happens down in their district, it's like, lock the doors, bring the kids in, lock everybody in. And I also recall when a bear got shot like six times in Bergen County. Six times. Up here, we're so accustomed to seeing them, we don't even call when we see them anymore.
Yeah, I usually run for my camera and try to get some pictures.
So, I mean, to say that, it's not necessary, I think it's an absolutely critical part of the science management of the management plan for the black bear population. We can see that it's still going up or remaining steady, even though we've had the bear hunts, which have been successful.
And certainly too, we have the officials, we have the people with knowledge in state government and the Division of Fish and Wildlife. And yep. let them run the show and present the facts and have those facts accepted as reality-based, not politically motivated. And for those who are...
Exactly. Keep the legislators out of it. Let the professionals do it.
And for those who are against the bear hunt, like the Bear Education Group in Sussex County, among others, who are cheering on S2702, well, if you better sit down and read the bill, because it also has limitations and rules on against feeding bears, which many of those anti-bear people like to do, and that could get costly if this bill did come to pass, from initial fines of $50 to up to $1,000 for numerous offenses of just feeding the bears. So before you chair this bill, S2702.
Very, very good point. You did your homework, sir.
Well,
good point.
Well, it's 11 pages, but it doesn't take much to read. But, for the proponents of 2702, you might want to rethink that for that element of the bill. And again, science is fact, politics is theory, and if you try to combine the two or crossbreed the two, you just wind up just creating a greater problem, not just in cost, but as I said too in the introduction, the health and well-being of the bears. If there's more bears than there are feeding grounds, they become sickly, they become ill, and they become, well, quite frankly, aggressive, and that's not a good thing for the bears or for the people, no matter where the bear country happens to be. Learn more about this issue and the other issues that State Senator Steve Orho takes a stand on, oroho.senatenj.com. Senator Steve Orho, thanks for being here today.
Chris, my pleasure. Thank you very much, sir.